This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
B-Mac, where you at?
B-Mac.
Last night, B-Mac shared
a part
with you.
He wanted to say
one quick thing.
For y'all who wasn't with us yesterday, I said praise is like perfume.
It's like perfume.
It's poison. You can sniff it, but don't drink it. Don't drink it. It will kill you. Don't you drink that praise. Because as quick as they can talk good about you, they're going to hate you just the fastest. So now celebrate. Get back to the basics next week. And let them know. Tomorrow. And let them know. Y'all ain't drinking the praise.
Yes, sir.
Ain't drinking the praise.
Don't you drink it.
Yeah.
That was after the game, man. Big shout out to B-Mac. And, of course, he joins us on a weekly basis. He's been a part of our show for years now, and we're proud of the work he does on CBS as an NFL analyst. But that's at his heart right there, what you just heard. And that happened in Alabama, upset. B-Mac, man, were you down there for a few days to be with the team? Obviously, and Coach called you out there after the game. Describe the situation of what went down.
Well, I was down there Thursday. So I was there Thursday. I got a chance to tour some of the new upgrade to the stadium on Friday, and I spoke to the team actually on Friday afternoon during what we call a legacy walk. When any other alum come back, you know, we walk the length of the football field, we all introduce ourselves, and, you know, they had me to speak, and I spoke then to the guys then about, you know, the belief and just believing in your ability, and whatever happened last year is over. Let's go ahead and make some new history. And I told them, you know, when they win, I didn't say if, because I don't believe in speaking in possibilities. I want to speak in being confident that whatever you're trying to make happen will happen. I said, when you guys win, everybody's going to talk differently about you. Everybody's going to praise you. Everybody's going to say Florida State is here. They're ACC championship level team. I said, don't drink it. Don't fall into the hype. And so that was basically the follow-up from what you guys just played. Coach Novell wanted me to address the team again and just reiterate that, you know, reiterate the little things, because, you know, people forget about the bad things when you do something great. But as soon as you start believing that you're great as they're saying you are, sometimes it can kind of go overlooked and you can kind of fall into a little hole here or there. And that's all I was just reiterating. That's it.
And B-Mac, before we get to the NFL, everyone talking about, certainly Gus Malzahn, and got to love Tommy Castellano saying what he said about no saving, to back there to protect them, to save them, and he backs it up. I thought the job Tony White did with the defense was pretty masterful, too. I mean, the physicality of FSU against Bama was on display.
It looked different, right? I mean,
right.
You had guys playing with bad intentions out there. You had guys that were trying to physically inflict their will on the opposing player, you know, that had on an Alabama jersey. And the thing I love about Tony White is that he just effaced the running game out of Alabama's offensive game plan. and you guys know this, if you can't run the football, you have no sense of balance, it's going to be hard for you to be successful for four quarters. And that's what Tony White has instilled. And look, that's when you look at his track record going back to Nebraska, you know, that's who he is as a coach. He finds different ways to be able to neutralize and make opposing offenses play with their left hand, especially their right hand type of style. And that's what we saw from Alabama. Now it's about building on to the next one. Continue to have this type of consistency because, you know, you can look great 1 week and look like a flop the next week. Let's see exactly what they have in store moving forward.
No doubt. Let's shift gears. We get Cowboys-Eagles tonight. Look, we're into gambling because it's what we do. 8.5-point favorite is a lot of points. We're talking about the National Football League. I don't care what you think a team is. It is rare in the NFL where you get a blowout in week one. That's what this feels like. It feels like everybody's just going, Cowboys are dumb. They screwed up. They traded Micah. We don't know enough about them. The Eagles are better than everybody else, and they're going to win by two touchdowns. Do you believe that?
It's hard in divisional matchups, man. You know, when it comes to NFL divisional matchups, they're like rivalries in college football. You have to throw records and resumes out of the window because anything can happen, and oftentimes those games are very, very close. To your point, Carl, you don't know exactly what you're going to see from Dallas. They have a new offensive coordinator. They have a new defensive coordinator in Matt Eberflus. Yes, no Michael Parsons is there, but schematically speaking, you don't know what you're going to see. And one thing I can say about the Dallas Cowboys, I was there during training camp, and I saw them up close and personal. If they protect Dak Prescott is going to have a really, really good year this year because he has a bunch of dudes in the passing game that could make his life much easier than he's ever experienced throughout his professional career. So to your point, it's hard to say, yes, they can cover that 8.5 depending on where you're shopping. The more comfortable line for me, guys, is the total. I like the over. Remember what we saw last year in week one for Philly against Green Bay. They unleashed Saquon Barkley. We saw a bunch of points come from either side, and that was an entertaining game. I wouldn't be surprised to see that type of affair happen tonight when you look at the arsenal that is surrounding Dak Prescott offensively with the Cowboys. And we know what Philly has in store in terms of their ability to run the football and throwing around the yard with Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown.
As a defensive back, a secondary player, what do you make of the changes there? Because, you know, Hassan Reddick's down in Tampa, and we talked about, you know, losing someone like Darius Slay and put some of the younger guys up. You know, Cooper DeJean is everybody's sort of darling. He gets a bigger role now on that defense. Can you see Dak exploiting any of that?
Potentially, because the thing is, you talked about a year ago. Darius Slay, even though he's older, he still played really, really good football. Quinyon Mitchell is now CB1. Cooper DeJean is that nickel guy, so he's always playing in this inside. Now, Adoree Jackson,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.